You miss any of that first hour, you miss any of the shows, you can listen back on Apple, Spotify, where you get your podcasts, all those great places. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. Christian Catt is our producer behind the glass today. Christian, I'm sure when you're, you know, mulling whether to go to a high-stakes poker game, maybe on the way there you'll stop by a racetrack and go have some fun.
Yes. Well,
there's a setup.
decisions. What do I do? Do I rig the Trailblazers game, or do I get a burger? I'd know one thing that
what
is not a decision.
What is less consequences?
Yeah. Yes. I got to stop at racetrack. I stopped at a racetrack on the way into work today. I tried something new. I'm a big fan of the Freeze, as me and Colin met the mascot, the Freeze, a couple of weeks ago. So I tried what he has to offer. I've had the frozen strawberry lemonade. I've had the frozen Sprite. And for the first time ever today, I tried the frozen Hawaiian Punch. Are you kidding me? I love Hawaiian Punch. The one problem with conventional Hawaiian Punch is it never seems to get as cold as you want it to. I don't know what it is about it, but Racetrack found a way. And it's absolutely delicious. Got it for only $1 thanks to my Racetrack Rewards app, a frozen Hawaiian Punch. It was awesome. It was incredible. Speaking of $1, for the entire month of October, $1 coffee at Racetrack. That's it. Incorporate Racetrack with your day-to-day routine because they're more than just the one-stop shop for your football tailgate. They are your team's biggest fan. Yeah, your team. Cardinal Newman, they're your team's biggest fan. Maybe Pahokee, they're your team's biggest fan. They are supporting high school athletics across Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, and they're doing so while offering ice-cold drinks, salty snacks, sweet treats, freshly made in-house pizza. There's a reason why there are 7.5 million customers every week choosing Racetrack. They're dedicated to giving back to the communities that they serve, helping our future stars shine. Make sure you join Racetrack all fall long to cheer on your local high school football teams. Together, we're making a difference.
Let's have some fun. Let's bounce around. Let's do a little 5% red flag of the credit union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking big time.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
We have football on tonight. Believe it or not, yes, we do. It's the Vikings going to L.A. to take on the Chargers at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime. Did you know that Carson Wentz is 7-0 in Thursday night football? Yeah, read him and weep. It's true. What are you thinking about tonight's game between Chargers and the Vikings?
Can I pick a tie? I mean, that's how bad these two teams
are. Yeah, I don't have
playing.
A strong opinion on either side. The Chargers have been reeling, but the Vikings are in their last game of Wentz. Likely before they get back to J.J. McCarthy in the fold. And Wentz has been serviceable at best. He has been playable. They've been able to win a couple games, but they haven't necessarily shown any sort of lightning what they saw last year. I think the Vikings just, I mean, you want to talk about McCarthy, Wentz, doesn't matter who. They had Darnold sitting there. That's where they got burned. And they should have kept Darnold around when they had the chance. As for tonight, that 7-0 does maybe change my opinion a little bit. Because that's not just a fluke. That's a pattern.
That's a trend, baby.
That's a pattern. It gets to seven.
Have you seen him play this year, brother?
If we get to 7 in a row, we got a discussion to have. My thought process coming in was the Chargers needed this. They need to get right here. And I don't know. I don't necessarily consider the Vikings a playoff team like I do the Chargers. So I would say because of that, I know they're really hurt. I know the Vikings blitz a ton. Herbert's going to be pressured, but they need the game.
Yeah. I think Viking fan at the end of the year is going to be sitting there going, Kevin O'Connell, how did you let Sam Darnold leave? Or rather, why didn't you give Sam Darnold a 2-year contract? You know, Jordan Love, I know the Packers do things different. Jordan Love sat behind Rodgers for what, 4 years? 5 years almost? And I know that's not how things usually work, especially when you draft a guy as high as they drafted McCarthy. But remember, the Vikings won 14 games last year, and Sam Darnold played like an MVP candidate. They've had the worst quarterback play, maybe outside of Cleveland, in the entire league. So I got to go with the Chargers. I think Herbert and Harbaugh are a bunch of phonies, but I think they win pretty easily tonight.
Now, I think it's only fair. I brought up the Carson Wentz 7-0 on Thursday Night Football. Vikings road games on Thursday Night Football, They're 0-6.
Oh, boy. An unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
I will not be betting the Vikings for their good friends at Hard Rock Bets.
I think a tie might be in the cards, Mike.
Yeah, can we bet a tie?
Unstoppable force. You can. I mean,
both these teams stink. Can we bet a tie?
But you know what? If you bet the tie, you'll take the underdog to cover. That's how that'll work, right?
Remember when everyone wanted to give Harbaugh the Lombardi being 3-0? They beat the Dolphins by 2. That's their lone win in the last 4 games. Give me a break.
Number 2.
They did beat their 3 divisional opponents. A little credit.
What have you done for me lately?
All right. What's number 2?
Obviously not enough. Well, you know what Brian Windhorst has done for us lately? Peel back the curtain a little bit more about what the NBA knew and did not know about the latest bombshell scandal involving illegal gambling, poker rings, player prop bets involving Terry Rozier. Take a listen to him on the Rich Eisen Show. It's pretty nuts.
Absolutely right, Rich. The NBA at some point is going to have to explain why Terry Rozier was allowed to keep playing. And I just want to point something out. The sports books caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened, the morning it happened. When all of a sudden there was hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in on Terry Rozier unders for a relatively meaningless game in March, involving the Charlotte Hornets, the sportsbooks caught it. They told the NBA right away, and guess what? The NBA, Rozier didn't play the rest of the season, and he had faked the injury, so it wasn't because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. They pulled Jonte Porter too. They flagged Jonte Porter and pulled Jonte Porter. The NBA's measures, their protection measures, the sportsbook's protection measures, triggered this. They caught it. The issue, I think, is Jonte Porter. They caught absolutely right.
What do you think about that from Brian Windhorst about the NBA maybe being a little bit slimy about this and not being upfront?
Couple of questions for you two guys. Wendy basically said there that Rozier wasn't hurt. They were investigating in 2023.
Yes.
That's why he didn't play. Okay.
Was known, yeah.
We had David, the former detective, call in from New York. He didn't necessarily blame the NBA for not knowing all these. I kind of disagree with that now after hearing that. I mean, it sounds like they did their due diligence here and they weren't able to find anything, but I don't know. Colin, it's a problem. And I think with the NBA specifically and the prop bets, you got two guys now. And I understand Classe and Louis Castillo, Louis Ortiz. Those are two guys as well. But I think the NBA is taking more so of a bad look than the MLB just because it's the most recent story. You know, it's always recency bias when it comes to things like this. But Christian, I might be on the team now of, hey, maybe it is a bad look for the NBA that they didn't find
it. It is because of two things. The NBA... this is not their fault because they couldn't connect. They could have banned Rozier. That's one thing. Yes, they're going to have to explain that. Wendy's right. The other stuff, that was the NBA would not have gotten that information. The NBA was not going to get, Damon Jones, rigging illegal poker games allegedly. They were not going to get that. They could have gotten Rozier. Maybe they mishandled that actual investigation. What they're going to have to explain and what they're going to have to be very careful about whenever new players come into the league, especially new players that are used to betting pro sports because they're in college and it's now legal. So now these guys are going to have to come in and say, and the NBA is going to have to consider this because this could be a big problem for them. If the public fan starts to get the perception, the NBA had a good day yesterday. A lot of new young players played. Take a look at the TV screen. You hearing anybody talking about them? No. They're all talking about stuff like this. They're all talking about illegal gambling probes associated with the NBA, whether they're loosely associated or closely associated. That is taking over the airwaves. That's what the young fan is going to see. If you're getting the fan now who is going to get the impression that maybe these games have a slight, the bad word, the rigging attached to it, if they get any sense of that, it's going to be a real PR crisis that they're going to have to handle. Because you brought in NBC to bring in that nostalgia of what the NBA was, to re-loop in the casual fan. Well, if the casual fan comes in and thinks, oh, a regular season game, every time somebody has an irregular game.
Right.
Money could be involved. That's how you tune them out. That's how you tune them out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this happens every game, but the fact that this is dominating and this is the only thing that people are seeing, look at SportsCenter right now, it's on the screen right next to us, and the fact that we're talking about it, that might resonate. That's what the NBA is going to have a problem with. They're going to have to figure that out because it is going to be a little bit of a PR logistics, the circus that they're going to have to hone in. And on top of that, they're going to have to explain why the heck Rozier was cleared if he does get convicted, if he is wrong in this actual situation, and if the FBI was actually onto something. It's big ifs.
And his lawyer, Jim Trusty, already explaining he's innocent and they can't wait to fight it.
Number three.
Let's go to the pitch.
Yes.
Because Lionel Messi ain't bleeping leaving.
Woo!
Messi has signed a contract extension to remain with Inter Miami through 2028 MLS season. How big of a deal is this?
Now, it's a big deal because his buddies, Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba, are hanging up the boots this year. And a lot of people thought, hey, man, this could be maybe the ending of Messi at Inter Miami. It's not. He's under contract through 2028. Good golly, 2028, we're going to have Lionel Messi down here for basically 2.5, 3 more years. So it's a huge deal. I saw this coming because his good buddy and one of his best friends, Rodrigo De Paul, from the Argentinian international team, came on over from Atletico Madrid, a top team in Spain. He basically foregone playing in one of the best leagues in Europe to come play with Messi. This is a huge move. It's a huge move for our station as well, who is home of Inter Miami football. And
I can't
wait.
Massive for the MLS.
And yeah, that too. And Messi has stake in the MLS. He has stake in Apple TV. He was never going anywhere, in my personal opinion. And I finally love that it is official. Messi staying in South Florida, baby.
Yeah, and they're having a new ballpark, new stadium opening up next year, too.
Yep, in Miami, going to be brand new. It's going to be great. They're going to be hosting World Cup games there. I think that was the thought process. You know, obviously, you got games being hosted in Hard Rock for the World Cup games. I can't promise you the next time the World Cup's going to be in the Americas. But the next time it is, maybe 10, 15 years down the line, it will be at that stadium, too. So I can't wait. I truly can't wait.
I mean, if for some reason, stake in the MLS, stake in Apple, building a new stadium off the promise of him, if for some God forbid reason that he ended up leaving, that would have been just a major wrench in the mix. So I agree with you. If you really put the pieces together, why would he go anywhere when there's just so much personal and business attachment to this area?
And we're going to have the Inter Miami game on 106.3 this Friday. It's the first playoff game of round one. It's the 2 out of 3. So what happens, Christian, is you play a home and an away. And in world football, we have something called an aggregate. So say Inter Miami wins 2-0. They're going to go on the road for game number 2. They're going to have a 2-goal cushion. So theoretically, Nashville would have to hold Inter scoreless, score 3 goals in order to go on to the next round and win 3-2 on the aggregate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so if they beat us 1-0 and then we beat them 1-0, it goes to a third game?
And that third game would be in South Florida because Inter Miami has home field. The only teams Inter Miami does not have home field in the MLS Cup playoffs is FC Cincinnati and the Philadelphia Union. If they go to the MLS Cup championship, they have the better record comparatively to every single Western Conference team, so they would have home field. The Eastern Conference was loaded this year on the MLS side, but Inter Miami still finishing in third place in the East is better than all the teams in the West. Think of it as the West dominating in the NBA. The fourth seed in the West would have been the number one seed in the East in the NBA. It's the best way I could put it.
Okay. From one awesome team in South Florida.
Number four.
To the team that's 7.5-point underdogs to Michael Penix-led Falcons, the Miami Dolphins. Tua was asked about how, with no Tyreek Hill, you know, that's a first-round wide receiver, Jaylen Waddle, you also have. What at one point might have been considered the best Batman and Robin in the NFL when it comes to wide receivers. Why isn't he getting more play, more targets, more catches? Well, Tua made it very clear to the media.
What was it that they were doing that created some problems or made you go off that read?
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly. And you got to progress. So I think that had some merit to reasons as to why that happened for Waddle.
You know, a little too short. That's why I can't see our wide receivers. Linemen are tall.
If I could go quick here, Dan Patrick, one of my favorites in the business, he mentioned like 2 years, about a year and a half ago, when poor Tua was getting all the concussions. He said it's like a car crash. Like, you can't help but to watch. That's exactly what the Dolphins are right now. They are a car crash in the sense of How is Tua still the starting quarterback? And how in the living hell does Mike McDaniel still have a job? Boys, my brother and cousin want to go with Atlanta in the Survivor. I really am pushing for the Patriots. I'm going to lose the battle, and I'm going to have to rely on Michael freaking Penix to score points against the Dolphins. I think they're going to be able to do it, but I hope this isn't one of those games where the Dolphins actually show up.
They're on every other week team, but, I mean, has there been a less PR-trained quarterback player that you've ever seen? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Car crash.
Every single time he could say something. The guy with 10 interceptions through 7 games saying, oh, I don't want to throw it blindly. What have you been doing? Have you been throwing it with your eyes open to this point? No, we definitely don't want it blindly. I mean, there are right ways to answer things and there are wrong ways to answer things, and I don't understand how he hasn't been stuck in a classroom with a PR specialist for 15 hours straight trying to figure out here. This is how you talk to the media and give them the bare minimum. And the more the media talking, I'm almost telling him to shut up. Like, keep it down. You are making yourself look worse every time you talk to the media.
And the commander-in-chief, Mike McDaniel, is equally as horrible with the media. Remember, major changes were coming for the Dolphins, and then Monday, when they don't even have practice, he wasn't even supposed to talk to anybody. He announces that Tua is the starting quarterback right after having 4 turnovers in Cleveland against a godforsaken team.
What are you
going to
do instead of Tua? He's $56 million.
I mean, geez, Kyle, and anything but at this point with how bad that guy's
playing. Throw in the 7th-round rookie.
Throw Quinn Ewers in there, for God's sakes. Do something.
The thing that they can change is the head coach. So that's where you look at the owner. You look at the owner and saying you got to blow it up. We're going to pin this all on McDaniel. Tua stinks. Tua's terrible. But he's owed so much money, he has to play almost. He has to.
Now the owner's worried.
Go ahead.
The owner's worried about our parking situation.
He's worried down the street. Yeah, he's building, you know, well, God knows what, at downtown West Palm.
I've been on the Tua stinks bandwagon for a long time now. I'm not surprised to see this train wreck. Car crash, whatever you want to call it.
Talk to doesn't the Miami Dolphins, don't they employ a PR guy? They have a PR guy, right? Talk to him. Figure out, hey, don't say you're short and you don't want to throw it blindly and you're not a tall quarterback and that's the reason that we can't get the ball to Jalen Waddle. Please don't say that. Okay, number five.
We've got big news from Paris. You might think that illegal poker games are going on right now, and that's a pretty big scandal. It ain't bigger than this. Thieves struck the Louvre last Sunday, stealing 8 priceless pieces of French crown jewels in under 8 minutes. They were disguised as construction workers, accessed the Galerie des Epaulons,
nice,
cutting through the glass to grab tiaras, necklaces, earrings belonging to French royalty. Authorities estimate the loot at $102 million.
Wow.
One piece, Empress Eugenie's crown, was later found damaged nearby. The museum is investigating major security flaws, and a manhunt is underway. The Louvre has reopened, but the gallery remains closed as investigations continue.
One of the rare instances where you root for the bad guys.
Yes.
How about that? Go rob the Louvre again. Do it again. This is like every, you know, action movie you've ever seen.
We watched the Ocean series because we're rooting for Danny Ocean and his ragtag crew of heistmen.
Nobody got hurt?
This is more...
He just did it? It was a good old-fashioned clean robbery.
Isn't this more like The Italian Job? You ever seen that movie?
Another heist
movie. The Italian Job had like a car chase throughout downtown L.A.
But I think they were thieves.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it'd be more like that because, you know...
The second Ocean's movie, that's what happened. They were robbing artifacts and stuff from Europe.
That's true.
Touche.
The worst out of the three, though.
Awful film.
Touche.
Watched that film recently.
Great film.
This movie,
I already told Christian, Red Dragon, Kyle, got to watch it.
Yeah, I have not watched it.
Make sure you watch Silence of the Lambs first and then watch Red Dragon.
So, you know, my question was going to be, are you rooting for the people to get away with it?
You root for the bad guys here.
Why?
I mean, why?
They robbed. They did something illegal. No?
Listen, I'm not pro-break the law, but this is like...
cool.
Not hurting anybody.
Hey, I think I talked about this before on this show.
I'm surprised by that.
Like, heists and bank robberies, they're cool.
As long as nobody gets hurt. And nobody got hurt, right? They didn't hurt anybody. They got in and out before anybody did anything.
They hurt egos of the security team.
It belongs in a museum. No, and boy, do I sound like Indiana Jones here? It belongs in a museum. Right?
It's pretty cool. You got to admit it.
Listen, hell of a job. Shout out to the people who prepped for it. But at the same time, like, isn't that a part of history? Shouldn't that be in a museum?
So,
like
Joe Mazzullo.
Don't people in France want to go and see those priceless items that have lived through history? I don't know. I'm not French. I can't speak on it.
Head coach of the Boston Celtics, Joe Mazzullo, went on a podcast, I forget which one, and he talked about how we have escape rooms. Those are cool. We need experience rooms. And he talked about how you just drop you in and for the night, you are on a military raid, or you're doing this, that, and the third.
You want to know what we call that? A holodeck in Star Trek. That's what the holodeck is.
I think it would be so cool to be in an experience room, pretending to rob a priceless museum or rob a bank and be in that situation to see how you react. Live action role playing. It's a real thing already, but it's for geeks and dweebs. This in a real way.
It is pretty cool. I'm not gonna. You steal $100 million, you got to give them. You got to tip your cap eventually. I mean,
and wouldn't you want to be a part of a heist without the ramifications of getting caught?
No, I'm good.
Without the ramifications of getting caught.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll live my simple life as a sports radio.
No, Mike, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you play paintball to act like you're in Call of Duty in real life. You're in a war zone. You wouldn't want to do on a fake heist.
I agree. That'd be fun. Everybody likes those movies. Who do you root for in those movies, Mike? You root for the guys who are robbing the banks. It's no different.
Here's my issue. It gives people like false hope. Like, hey, maybe I could pull it off in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, okay. The next person who robs the Louvre, good luck. All right, let's put it that way. All right?
Oh, no, I think we got enough, right? Don't we have enough?
Enough of what?
Don't yuck my yum. What is this?
I got enough of entertainment with my video games and you know.
We're talking about real life here.
Yeah.
Touching grass, talking to humans.
I'm all right. I do, but it's like, you know, I got my entertainment. I don't need to be thrown into a desert in Iraq and find my way to get out.
So
like,
are you?
I don't need to.
Are you a? Do you like escape rooms then?
I do one. I've never done it. I would do one.
This is just that to the next level.
Yeah, they're eh. They're all right.
Cool in like if you go to a high budget one.
Yeah,
worry about the mentally unstable people who would do it. How about that?
Mentally unstable people who do what?
Mike, they're not going to have live bullets.
I don't know. Like, yeah, but then it gives them the wrong impression that, like, hey, I could actually do something. It's
you could say the same exact thing about video games.
I guess you. Maybe I'm splitting hairs here. I don't know. I just. Maybe 100 years from now, we can move on to that.
You know what?
A little bit.
Have you seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Never. I don't watch network TV outside of Los
Angeles. Oh, okay.
It's a good show.
Which has been off the air for 15 years.
Correct.
A bad last season, but a good show with Andy Samberg, Terry Crews, and the gang. And every year on Halloween, they do a Halloween episode about a heist. They're pretty much just trying to pull off a heist within their police office building. And it looks so much fun.
Now, Colin, you can't shame me for the network TV thing. We saw a couple of commercials, and you're like, who's watching? You always look at me and ask me who's watching these godforsaken shows.
I don't watch network TV. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really do
Young
that.
Sheldon pulls, dude.
Stop.
Does.
Young
does.
Sheldon kicks Stop it. The butt
Actually, do you
of
want to
everything
Big Bang
we watch.
Theory pulled a ton. Oh, my God. You know that three leads on that show made $1 million an episode? How about that?
It's the Friends contract, right?
Yeah, but it was Big Bang Theory, too.
The last network, you guys remember Gotham? On Fox?
I never watched.
I'm a nerd, and that was actually really good. They had the whole thing on Netflix.
Yeah, so you watched network TV. What are you talking about?
Bro, it was 2016. I've watched two. Gotham and Lost. And American Idol when I was 8 with my mother doesn't count. Voting Idol 03 for Ruben Studdard, who was from Cleveland, to win the whole thing.
Yeah, outside of live sports, I don't really watch much network TV. HBO, you used to be able to get that in TV bundles and watch that live, you know, when Game of Thrones was, you know, releasing weekly.
Entourage
That's a little
too,
different. I wouldn't
that.
Call that network TV. That yeah. was more premium TV. But that was always something that I counted down the days.
American Gladiators. You ever hear of that?
Is that something along the lines of like Ninja Warrior?
It's kind of a little bit
more ridiculous. Probably.
Yeah.
More ridiculous, I would describe it as.
Well, there's some people that like watch religiously, like Survivor.
Oh God!
And those weight loss shows.
There's value to Survivor.
Survivor.
There's a reason why it's stuck around for sticking around.
It's
until
like 35 seasons.
50? Like
yeah, it's a lot of seasons.
Mike, you're yucking everybody's yum here.
I am. This is a little bit bad.
Did you watch Love Island? Did you watch Love Island?
I'm an odd bird, Christian. You know, so like I like nerdy stuff. I like anime. You know, I like good movies. You know,
what I used to watch. This was great. This is when TV was dynamite. This was on Fox every week after the game of the week on Fox, when they're that hour between games, they'd always play 911 Lone Star with Rob Lowe. You know those 911 shows?
Those I can't stand. Those I put Mike Rizzo hat on.
I laughed.
Christian, I never stuck around for
it. I laughed the entire episode. I would watch that in high school a little bit. That was always a good time because Rob Lowe would be in the – you saw the famous 911 promo from a couple weeks ago, right, where there's meteors falling from the sky and the 911 saying take cover, like the local police dispatcher is going to be able to figure it out. But – there was something along the lines of that, but it was in, like, Dallas. I think that's why it was Lone Star. But it was Rob Lowe as this, like, you know, 50-year-old firefighter, and he was always put in these ridiculous situations, and it was wildly entertaining. It really was. And there was quick episodes, and there was always after game of the week when you sort of had nothing to do. So I always – that was one. I didn't necessarily keep up with it, but whenever it was on and I was watching it, I would be intrigued. 911 Lone Star.
I'm all good on 911 Lone Star.
Have you seen the promos for 911 Nashville?
That's what we were laughing about.
Yeah, 911 Nashville. There's the normal 911. There's 911 Chicago. There's Chicago Fire. That's a famous one. There's all these ones. I saw a 911. I think San Antonio has one of those shows.
I'm all good on, you know. And it's like the same actors, too. You know what I mean? They just circle around these godforsaken shows.
Some C-list city, and they got a fire department. We're going to follow along.
These people make a ton of money. Someone's watching. Someone's clearly watching.
They're running the ball, man. That's NCIS, right? Yeah. Don't they have a bunch of different towns? They do that.
That's a good way. Burn Notice. Actually, I am a phony because I love Burn Notice.
What is Burn Notice?
It was network TV.
USA, I thought.
What is that?
Let's put it this way.
Yeah, I think it's USA Network. I think you're in the clear.
You know, like when an agent gets burned? Someone burns you, like your identity gets found out. Yeah. It's basically an agent. His identity gets found out, and it's him and his girlfriend, Fiona, who are just going through hell and back to find out who burned him. You'd like it. Burn Notice is really good.
Yeah, I'm behind
watching
them,
on watching on Netflix, but this was, Colin, early 2000s, damn near late 90s.
Okay.
Very good. It's got the flip phones. It's got the whole early 90s, or rather late 90s, early 2000 vibes. Very good.
Okay.
I highly recommend
they
it.
They had those talk shows.
It's down
too.
Here in Miami. It's down here in South Florida too. Yeah. It's located. The show's in Miami, South Florida.
You watch Saturday Night Live?
God no.
No.
I think late night television should, you know, not exist anymore.
Okay. I mean, that's different. Like late night TV versus Saturday Night Live. They're not
like
comparable.
And this with no due respect. That's with all due respect to like all those shows. It's just not my cup of tea.
It's
like,
not
you just said it didn't exist. That's the exact opposite of what you just said.
Fair enough. I just don't know who's watching. I don't know who watches
that
stuff.
It's millennials.
Who laughs?
Are you a millennial?
Yes. Who laughs at that stuff?
You people.
The
it's
clips
you.
Are there. There's good.
Who laughs at that stuff? It was funny. Listen, it was great.
I agree Here's with you. What I think. I rarely like, laugh.
It was great with Sandler.
Is hold you back in life.
It was great with Sandler and Farley. Unbelievable with Mike Myers. It's ran its course.
Were you watching it then?
I was 25 years ago. I was like two.
Yeah.
So no, but I would watch the best of on Netflix, which they got rid of.
I don't know. I agree with him on the sense that it's not my cup of tea. I don't ever find myself laughing at the skit-based stuff. It just doesn't really do it for me. There is only one that they've ever done in the last, you know, couple years that I've actually enjoyed. And it's Nate Bargatze acting as George Washington on the boat doing a bunch of Americans. I don't know. It's very funny. But that's the only one. I agree. I don't find it very funny.
I never really laughed at it.
Well, if you you knew it was coming. Hard Rock Bet. Go download the app today on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hard Rock is your place to get involved in Thursday Night Football tonight. It's your spot to get involved in the college football over the weekend. You got Game 1 of the World Series, Toronto Blue Jays, Los Angeles Dodgers tomorrow night. You got a full slate of NFL action. You got NBA every single night. Get involved in the overs and unders club. I got the Blazers. You know that, the under, that might be interesting the rest of the year. But you can do all this on the app. Check out the Discover page. See what other users are putting together. And you can tap and tag along on their bets. See what the profit boosts. See what the stats are week by week, put together a parlay. People had upwards of hundred thousands of dollars on simple parlays where they put 8-9 legs together and they win it all. It is that easy on the app. And if you get started now, you put $5 into the app, you win that first $5 bet, you get $150 immediately in bonus bets. Do it today. Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. And physically present in front of the wager. Terms and conditions do apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY. Wise. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. We'll make our Cover 5 picks on the other side of things. It's Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
There's going to be no better opportunity to watch sports this week than with us. Come over with us and hang out with the ESPN West Palm Street team.
Miami is headed to Atlanta, and ESPN West Palm Street team is hitting the road to Mulligan's in Vero Beach this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Watch Miami take on Atlanta and enjoy game day specials with $3 Miller Lite drafts and $15 buckets. Plus, we'll be giving away two tickets to a Miami football game, so come join us at Mulligan's in Vero Beach and enjoy some ice-cold Miller Lights. Must be 21 or older to participate, and please drink responsibly.
Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. All right, we got a Cover 5 picks for the week. We got to take them spread style. What Cover 5 is you can download it for free on the App Store, and you can get involved in our league at ESPN West Palm. Use code MVP2025 to get in. And it's lightning bets, so that's five games that you could choose throughout the NFL slate each week, and each amount of points you get in favor of your win total or the actual spread, that's the amount of points you get. So, for example, Chiefs are favored by 3, Chiefs win by 10, you get 7 points. Or if the Chiefs are favored by 3, they end up losing by 4, you lose 7. That's how it goes. That's how it happens. Mike, you got to make our picks for this week.
We have to start off.
So what do we like here? Let's
yeah. So to start us off, we have three picks already made. We have Baltimore. We picked Baltimore at home -6.5 against Chicago. Yeah. Lamar Jackson coming back.
Everybody seemingly a little bit more healthy. If there is a must-win game, must-win, bar none, no exception, there's a reason that Baltimore is favored like this in this game. I think Baltimore is going to win this one.
Next, we have Atlanta. Colin, I personally love this bet. Atlanta -7.5 at Mercedes-Benz.
I'm fine with this, too. Bet against the terrible team.
Miami is a car crash right now. And then our third pick, we got to make two more after this. Our third pick, we're going with the Pittsburgh Steelers +3.5 on Thursday Night Football in Pittsburgh. We're looking for Pittsburgh to bounce back after that loss against Cincinnati.
Yeah, they don't even have to win the game. Just keep
They're
it
on a
close.
Long rest. They played Thursday night, so they got some rest. It's, 10 days.
Coming off a loss, too. So there's going to be something to watch there in terms of, and Aaron Rodgers, a little bit of a return game in that in Heinz Field, so we'll see what happens there. All right, we got to make two more.
Right. So you don't want to touch Denver, but I like Denver -3.5 against Dallas. You were against that.
Dallas can score. I don't. And
but
Denver,
Denver's defense is great, and they're traveling
have
to Mile High.
Have they been great? They were down 19-0 in the fourth quarter, the New York Giants.
The offense did nothing. They were on the field the whole game, and they held them under 20 points.
So the one thing I'll add to that is that they haven't necessarily played great. They haven't put together a full game yet. I'm pro Denver over. I like that. This is totally a game that they can drop.
We'll stay away. Next, Tampa Bay's, if this intrigues you, Tampa Bay 4.5 at New Orleans. If anything, Tampa Bay's reeling a bit. I think this is a game you stay away from as well. Personally, if I would bet anything, I'd bet New Orleans. Just because they're the home team, and it seems like Tampa Bay is very injured at this point.
Yeah, coming off a short week on the road, 5-2. I don't hate this one. I don't hate this.
New Orleans?
It's a little close for my liking, but I don't hate it. We're going to have to take an underdog in one of these picks. I don't hate that.
We'll do New Orleans 4.5, and then we need another one. New England's favored by 7.5 against Cleveland. I would personally hammer New England, neither here nor there.
I don't hate New England there either. You know, they haven't been great at home. They've been great on the road. They're undefeated on the road.
Let me give you the other matchups. We'll make a decision here. At Philly, -7.5. Giants at Philly. Philly's favored by 7.5 on cover 5.
Do you think Philly's due for a get-right game? They played him 12 days ago.
I think we stay away from the Giants. The Giants covered last week. I've been on the wrong end of the Giants lately.
You think that terrible loss last week bleeds over?
I don't know. People are questioning everything. I think with the Eagles, obviously you look at them with a microscope because they won the Super Bowl last year. I personally think the Eagles had a pretty good week last week. They got the passing game on track, and they ended up winning the football game.
Played well. Now covering 7.7, is it 7.5?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the thing I
don't
like.
San Francisco's favored 1.5 on the road at Houston. Buffalo's favored by 7.5 at your place, Carolina. And then Cincinnati is favored at home against the Jets by 6.5.
You want to bet on another gut-right game? Carolina's been fortunate the last couple of weeks here. Are they due? And Bryce Young is a little banged up, might not even play.
Full week rest. Tongue twister.
That would be the one I would
not hate. Let's go with Buffalo. So listen, our final picks on cover 5.
The Panthers have been good at home, but yes.
Buffalo, -7.5, Baltimore -6.5, Atlanta -7.5, and then our two dogs, New Orleans +4.5 against banged up Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh +3.5 at home Sunday Night Football against Green Bay.
God, a lot of bad teams this year. Nothing screams a bad slate like 7.5, 7.5, 7.5, 14.5, 12.5. Nothing screams a spotty slate like that. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's every team either 2-5 or 5-2.
So we're on Buffalo to get right. We're on Baltimore to get right. We're on Atlanta to keep, you know, winning game, or rather to pound on a terrible Miami Dolphin team. We're on New Orleans to, you know, be in the game against a banged-up Tampa Bay team. And Pittsburgh, for me, I picked this one. I just don't. Green Bay.
What's Kansas City's line against the
10.5. It's a big spread.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a big spread.
That's a game that Commanders played great on Monday Night Football last year.
Now,
that's not a game I would
say. Is Jaden Daniels going to be available?
No, he's not going to play. So, but again, they're not terrible with Mariota. They're not terrible. Okay.
I like our picks. I don't know. The only one I'm so on is that Pittsburgh bet, just because you don't know what you're going to get. I just think the Packers have been flirting with disaster for too long.
Yeah, the parity is really good. These are hard picks to make because a lot of these teams either stink or they're good, but not great.
Right.
That's been the story of the NFL season. Everybody's good, not great, and then there's a lot of bad teams on top of that. Well, we'll see what happens. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat, Thursday Night Football tonight. Vikings and Chargers. You have a lot to talk about, a lot to look forward to. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Same time, 4 to 6 p.m. If you missed any of the show today, missed any of it and want to listen back or watch back, go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Go to Russo and Rizzo. Download the ESPN South Florida app or go watch us live on socials, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X, so you can see our pretty faces throughout each show. That's Mike Rizzo. That's Colin Russo. Big thanks to Christian Cat keeping us up over the air. We'll be back at it tomorrow right here on ESPN 106.3.